Too young for that long bus ride home from school. So late at night after dance practice. With all those strangers. So that's why I lie to my parents about it. They think I get a ride home with a friend every night. I first noticed you about a week ago, always on the same bus, coming home after a hard day at work. I can tell that you're some kind of businessman because you always have one of those, you know, tailored suits. I've seen you staring at me. You try to be subtle, but I catch you on the corner of my eye. A reflection. You always look a little guilty, since you know you're probably twice my age. But it doesn't stop you from leering at me. The thing is, the way you look at me makes me feel like a slutty little whore. And I really like to feel that way. The bus is always crowded and it's dark except for the light coming through the street lights as the bus moves down the road. So you're always conveniently in a place where I'm at least partially in view. I started fantasizing about you. Wondering if you go home every night to a wife and a family. Wondering if your wife is pretty. Wondering what you look like when you're fucking her. Is she dirty? Does she not do the things you want? Is that why you look at me? Does she suck your cock? Does she lick your ass? Oh dear. I've been with a couple of boys at my school. But it's always been kind of awkward. I know that sex must be better than that. And of course I figure the best way to find out about how much better it can be is to try it with an older guy. I think if I told an older man all the things I would let him do to me, all the things that I would do to him, and that I could get him to fuck me. I wasn't really thinking about someone as old as you until you started staring at me on the bus, until I started to get wet thinking about you looking at me. Now when I see you, I think about what it'd be like to be your fuck toy. Would you want me to dress up for you? Strip for you? Would you tie me up? How would you use me? Then yesterday, you did something different. It was so crowded. I was standing and I didn't see you on the bus. I felt a little disappointed, but well. And then I realized that someone was standing very close to me. I suddenly realized it was you. Because I could smell your cologne. I didn't even know until that moment that I knew what it smelled like. But I did. It was a musky scent combined with your sweat. It smelled like sex to me. I could feel the heat coming off you. I sensed that you were deliberately standing as close as you could to me without actually touching me. I kept waiting for you to make the first physical contact, but agonizingly it never came. I was suddenly aware of how I was dressed. I had on my dancing tights, the leotard with a thin sweatshirt over them. Well, I was getting really wet. I was worried that someone would see the wet spot forming in the front of my tights. I felt myself flushing, blushing, the heat moving up and down my body. The bus suddenly hit a bump in the road, and without thinking, I allowed myself to fall back against you. You were hard as a rock. For a brief moment, your cock was pressed up against my ass through the material of your expensive suit, through the thin layer of my tights. You caught me and held me against you just for an instant. But I felt what you did. You thrust yourself up against my little girl ass. Just one quick thrust. And then you pretended to be helping me to regain my balance. Oh. When I felt your cock against my ass, I felt myself gush and get even wetter. I came very close to coming. My heart was beating fast and I was almost panting. I dared look back up at you and I smiled nervously, thanking you for your help. You smiled back, both of us pretending like nothing had happened. But I saw your eyes staring between my legs and the wet spot on my thighs. My tights. That night, I made myself come three times in the privacy of my bedroom. My tights wadded up against my face so I could feel the dampness that was still there, almost being able to smell your cologne mixed with the smell of my sex. So tonight, I'm going to see how far you are really willing to go. I have a short, black, clingy skirt that I bought at one of those stores that sells slutty clubbing stuff. I keep it in a secret place in my room so my mum and dad won't find it. I've never had the courage to wear it anywhere. But sometimes at night, I put it on and make myself feel like a whore and I make myself come. When I finish with dance practice, I'm going to put on the skirt and a shirt that leaves my tummy bare. And I promise, I'm going to promise myself I'm going to do this tonight. Put my long coat on over my clothes. I don't wear a bra, I don't wear any knickers. I take a deep breath, feeling nervous, but very turned on. I think to myself, I dressed like a slut. And this sends a shiver through my body, and I feel heat rising up my thighs to my pussy. When I get on the bus, I make sure to go to the back. It's very crowded as usual. I look around for you, but at first I don't see you. Oh, there you are. You're close by, but you pretend not to notice me. I step forward so that you're behind me and I wait. I feel you. You come up behind me. Once again, getting as close as you can without touching me. The bus is crowded and dark, and I casually take off my coat and hold it in front of me. I take the half a step back towards you. From your vantage point, you're now able to see an almost naked teenager. Most of my back is exposed, and most of my thighs are exposed to you under the flimsy skirt. Is this the little kind of girl slut you were hoping to see all these times when you stared at me? You take a step forward and put your hand on my hips. I feel your hard cock pressed up against my ass. I let out a silent sigh. I feel myself get instantly soaking wet under the thin material of the skirt. We stay this way for a while and you sway gently left and right, lightly rubbing your cock against me. I press my back into you and we get into a subtle rhythm. I have to make a conscious effort not to moan out loud. I pull up the fabric of my skirt up over my ass, exposing my pussy to you. A lurid thought shoots through my mind as I do this. I am such a whore. This just makes me wetter. I reach behind and run my hands over your cock, through your suit. You lean into me and I hear you gasp. Despite your obvious effort to stay quiet, I rub you lightly, but persistently, and I can feel heat coming off you in waves. All I can think of is now I want to be used and fucked by you on this bus. I feel around your zipper, but I can't get a good hold on it. I feel you step back for a minute and I sense you fumbling with your zipper. When you move back against me, I can feel your post cock pressed up against my ass and partially between my thighs, I think I am this man's little teenage fuck toy. He's gonna use me. He's gonna use me now. He's gonna use me. He's gonna use me now. Move to position myself to allow your cock to move towards my pussy. The two of us, just ourselves, just for a few moments, agonizingly delaying the moment of the first penetration, while trying to be as quiet as possible, not draw attention from the other passengers. And then I feel myself incredibly filled up by your entire cock. I am so wet that when you finally get the head of your cock just inside my cunt, you easily slide all the way in, balls deep. The sensation is one of something fitting incredibly tightly inside me, but incredibly slick. I feel myself coming. Have to bite my hand to keep from screaming out loud. You start to move in and out of me. The friction is incredible. I am so aware of how I'm being used, of how I'm being fucked by this strange man twice my age on the bus. I press myself back against you, trying to give you the tightest possible hope to fuck. You start to move faster. I can hear your breath quickening. Light moans are escaping you, even though you are trying to be quiet. I feel you getting close to coming. I suddenly shove my pussy hard against your hard cock and hold it there. You shudder. I feel your warm cum filling up my pussy. I hold my pussy, my cunt, in that position until you pump every last drop of cum in me. And we both stand there, leaning against one another, and I start to consider how we're going to separate without drawing unwanted attention. You slowly start to pull out. Without thinking, I move my hand down between my legs to catch the cum that leaks when you pull out. I adjust my skirt and turn to face you. You're busy adjusting your trousers, but you look right at me. For a second I consider what you're seeing. A flushed little fuck slut girl who has just been thoroughly fucked by a much older man. Her pussy in her hand, covered in sticky, hot cum. In a moment of just pure sluttiness, I look in your eyes. I move my cum-covered hands up to my face. With a feeling of pure satisfaction and just fucked bliss, I put my coat on. Turn back round. What will we do tomorrow, baby?